The Carrie and Tommy podcast is a great way to bring a bit of fun to your day, every day. Chemist Warehouse Half Price Vitamins and Cosmetic Sale is a great way to get great savings every day.
Yeah, big show today, guys.
Well, my nostrils are burning, so I know it's going to be a good one. Bickers just did her usual...
Pre-show spritz
of about 24 sprays of... bit of Delta? Is that what you're spraying?
Sarah Jessica Parker today. Lovely.
SJP. Yeah. Born lovely. Not lovely enough to not smell and need a spray, but...
No, I just thought I'd make sure I smelt fresh for our show. You should appreciate it. I'm not rocking out with bad BO anymore.
Mate, you never had bad BO.
There was a period when I was pregnant. Got real strong.
What, Sonda, why are you going hot? You're acting like we haven't been trapped in a cupboard together for the last 4 years.
Because she's like, oh, my God, she knows. That's what that was.
I just feel bad for you that you smelled.
You remember.
What do you mean? Why didn't you feel bad for us?
I don't remember you smelling.
Yeah, just when I was pregnant, I think the hormones went, like, next level, and then I just,
Well, and it's for times like that that you need...
Born Lovely.
Born Lovely by Sarah Jessica Parker. Not a paid endorsement. Hey, so much coming up on the show.
I'm sure you can get that at Chemist Warehouse.
You can. Get in there.
Fragrances at the moment.
Yes. Yeah. That's not a paid endorsement, but I believe the radio station is getting some kind of monetary exchange. Otherwise, we're just very good friends with Chemist Warehouse. We seem to mention them a lot. Bickers, heaps coming up on the show. Coming up later.
Next. Oh. Yeah, you've been slighted by one of our team members.
You know when you get told something and you take it as fact.
You
do
that often.
Repeat it. And you look like an idiot. It happened to me, and one of you is to blame.
That's coming up next. But later in the show, if you are single, we have the secret, the way to meet your partner, your forever person.
And one of you is to blame for that as well.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little right around the country for your Tuesday afternoon.
I'm a trusting person. You know?
Too trusting, some would say.
Well, it's come back to bite me on me little ass again because Jessie...
Do you remember the last time you did the trusting thing?
Oh, the sonata.
Jenny, who told you where
really
Beethoven's
screwed me, Jen.
Sonata came from.
Yes, told me that he was going deaf when he wrote this sonata and I passed it off as being my own Beethoven expertise.
And instead,
my girlfriend looked it up. All wrong.
Yeah.
And then Jessie, our beloved anchor of this show, the one who hits the buttons... For the most part, incorrectly, he came to me with a business idea the other day.
Jesse,
can you tell the people what the business idea was?
Seltzers, hard seltzers.
And what is a hard seltzer?
So it's kind of like a vodka soda, but you can brew them instead of having vodka being the alcohol. They can be like a fermented.
Don't back down now. Exactly what you told me that it was a fermented drink that avoids...
Like a kombucha.
You brew like beer that avoids the alcopop tax. This is what he said to me. Because I said, is it like a mixed drink? And he said, no. So it'll taste like a vodka and soda, but it's actually got no vodka in it. And so you don't get taxed like an alcopop and you can make a fortune. We should make one, right?
This is you lighting up with dollar signs going, oh, this is genius.
And where did the name seltzer come from? Because that makes me think
it's the type of drink.
Okay.
No, it's not a seltzer. Seltzer.
A seltzer.
Yeah, seltzer.
As in that's the type of drink everyone knows is seltzer? Or
these
this
are
is
these
what?
New drinks.
But where did you make seltzer from? Where did that idea come from?
Like, it's a drink.
Oh, is it?
Yes. Jesse wants
like
to get
like a soda
in.
Water or something
yes,
like that.
Yes, yes. Okay. So they're called seltzers because of these brewed drinks.
Okay.
So I thought this was amazing information, right? And I had my first seltzers and they were great. And then on the weekend with a mate and his missus and we were at Dan Murphy's and I was like, we should get seltzers, right? And then we got them and we were sitting in the park in the sun having a seltzer. And I proceeded to stand up and give a really impassioned speech about my new favourite drink, the seltzer. Because although it tastes like a vodka soda, it doesn't actually have any vodka in it. And that is why this drink is so brilliant. At that point, my mate goes, hang on, this doesn't have any vodka in it. I said, this doesn't have any vodka in it. It is a brewed drink, much like a beer, and that is how it avoids the alcopop tax.
But isn't a beer got alcohol in it?
Yes, but an alcopop tax was a specific tax brought in 2008 just
like
to target pre-mixed drinks, right? Because then I did all this research on the alcopop tax. Anyway, so I do this bold, impassioned speech, and they interrupted to ask, but this doesn't have vodka in it. I said, guys, it doesn't. It's called a seltzer, right? And and I go for about 5 minutes on how much money these people are making on these seltzer drinks because they're not mixed drinks. And then my mate says, Tommy, that's great, but it says on the can that it's 15% vodka. And I looked at it. It's 15% vodka, and it absolutely has vodka in it, and it is absolutely just a mixed drink.
But can you get, I'm so confused, is it called seltzer on the can?
Yes, this one's called a vodka seltzer.
But yet you didn't think it had vodka in it?
No, because Jesse had told me these don't have vodka in them. Jesse.
I said you can make them without vodka.
You never mentioned the vodka ones.
I mean, you the vodka never ones mentioned sound the vodka delicious. Ones.
You are Sonda sitting right next to her husband can brew them.
Yes, okay. But you never
just
told
not
me
all of them.
Either way, let's get back to the beginning. Is there a way you can make millions doing one without the vodka that means you don't pay the alco tax?
I can't afford to look like an idiot again on this, mate. I don't know.
I reckon there is still a chance.
Jesse. Yeah. Should you have mentioned to me that some of them
I expressly
are in fact
remember actually
drinks.
Mentioning that to you straight off the bat, but obviously
yeah,
the ship had sailed.
Yeah, I was going to say, sometimes his ears block to information because he's then just dreaming of like swimming around in piles of cash.
Instead, I was dreaming around in piles of vodka. It was most definitely in the drink. When have you heard something from a mate and you've repeated it, only it'll look like an absolute twat. Give us a call, 131060.
We'll take your calls next. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. David Guetta and Sia, that is Let's Love for your Tuesday afternoon.
You were going hard on that song. I didn't realise you were a Guetta, Sia fan.
Oh, I am, yeah. Big Guetta and Sia fan. Mm. Yeah. We are talking right now about when a mate has absolutely done you over by telling you something that you've taken as fact. And then you've repeated and you've looked like an idiot, such as Jesse, who told me about these stupid drinks, seltzers, and how they didn't have vodka in them and they were brewed. And then I went on this rant about that to my friends and how that avoids an alcohol pop tax and how great that is. My friend says, are you sure that it doesn't have vodka? And I said, no, that's the secret
to
these great drinks.
Are you drinking vodka now? You're speaking very fast.
Sorry, mate. See you and Getter gets me up and about. Marcus, g'day.
Tommy, you are, Jesse's 100% right. You're 100%
yeah.
right. Seltzer, I own a vodka company, Australian vodka company, Vodka Soda Rant. And a quick one, in America, they are brewed because they traditionally don't have pre-mixed drinks, RTDs like we had here.
Yeah.
And seltzer means sparkling water. But the reason some companies are brewing them here and it avoids the tax, which is correct, and they're charging you an arm and a leg, so they're banking the money, becoming millionaires. Yep,
smart.
Yep. If they sell enough, they probably won't. So after that, now some companies are putting vodka on them because they know they're only going to sell if they have vodka in it. So
wow.
It is kind of, hey, grab a vodka soda, but we're calling it a seltzer.
But Marcus,
it's a growing thing.
Don't you think it would be nice for Jesse to point out to me that the ones here do have vodka in them?
Well, I don't think, Jesse, from the marketing that is happening from the big corporates, I think Jesse might not have known that himself.
No, don't you think it would be nice for Tommy to continue to listen when I was talking about
it?
You don't
I
have
think
to listen
no
to it, Marcus.
I think you're both right. I think you're both right, but the big companies just want to have vodka because they want to back themselves in. They don't want to brew it because they know they're probably not going to get the females drinking it. Very
Speaking
different.
Of females, Marcus, do you reckon Midori Illusions will come back?
Yeah, good.
I reckon they're a big chance because everything's coming back, right? So they're a chance. Let's call it a seltzer Midori. Call it a seltzer Midori.
Can you chuck a shaker in there?
and chuck a shaker in there and it will fly out.
Great.
Yeah, mate. If you want a vodka soda, stick to vodka soda and best brand in Australia, local as well.
Good on you, Marcus. How many illusion shakers did you chuck back in the day?
We'd share them around though, so you wouldn't have it all to yourself.
I'll get a shaker.
Yeah, I'll get a shaker.
Girls, I'll get a shaker. Oh my God, I'll get a shaker.
And then I'd dance to Britney.
Would you?
Yeah.
let's go to Elizabeth. G'day, Elizabeth.
Yeah, hi, how are you?
Yeah, great. When did you last have a Midori Illusion shaker?
never in my life.
Whoa.
How old are you, Elizabeth?
26.
Yeah.
Yeah, you missed them. I'm so sorry.
No, they're coming back.
The glory days bring you
back. Like tie-dye, they're coming back.
Yep, I bet you probably even haven't had a chartreuse shot, have you,
What's
Elizabeth?
What's that?
I haven't. No idea.
Okay.
No.
Bacardi 151. What was the gross shot that you had?
I didn't used to have shots.
Okay, I'm so sorry.
And my illusion shaker.
Elizabeth,
told you that.
When did your
and
friend
my really bad champagne?
When did your friend screw you over with misinformation?
Okay, so this is pretty bad, but my friend told me that food stays in your esophagus, so your throat, for up to 2 hours. Now, I'm pretty smart, but she's smarter than me. So when she told me this, I took it as fact. And I was like, that doesn't sound right. And she was like, no, I swear. My sister learned about it in the course she's learning. So she's heard it from her sister, who's told her, and she's actually believed it, told me. And then I go out and I start telling people, and people have the same reaction as me. Like, that can't be right. That doesn't sound right. And finally, I go and tell one guy that at the time I was interested in, and he looked at me, and no, I never heard back from him, by the way.
Elizabeth,
it was so bad.
Talk me through the theory. So if you ate a whole foot-long sub,
it just sits,
that sits in your throat. Is that right?
Yeah, somehow. Somewhere. It stays in there for 2 hours.
I reckon Bickers has still got some Maduri illusion shakers in her throat from back in the day.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
For your Tuesday afternoon, Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little doing it all thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Get into Chemist Warehouse for the Spring Frenzy Sale, Bickers. You can get half price off amazing vitamins and cosmetics like.
Bit of Maybelline. Bit of Rimmel.
Jeez, okay. I guess one thing leads to
nude
another.
Nude by nature and a bit of Rimmel together.
Oh, wow, that's a Saturday.
Fun time in Chemist Warehouse.
Isn't it?
I'm eating a piece of chewing gum, which I should have thrown out before this break.
Mm-hmm.
You just told me that you would swallow a pack of chewing gum a day.
I do, yes.
Do you not worry it's going to stay in there for 30 years or whatever?
No, I did it to disprove that point to myself.
How do you know? Has someone cut you open?
I would have been full of gum by now.
Maybe you are.
Because I've been doing that for years.
But, you know,
cop that, people, all those people listening.
So does it just come out in your feces?
Hey?
Does it just come out in your
feces? Yeah, that's just, I just feces. Reuse the gum then.
It's so scientific.
I've been using really strange words lately. Feces, and yesterday I was aghast. Like, it's just, maybe it's me playing Scrabble. I've had to tap into this part of my brain that has to come up with
You have to try and spell aghast, and then you're aghast because you realise you can't spell it.
Up next.
How do you spell it?
A-G-H-A-S-T.
Sorry, why am I asking? I don't know.
That's right.
I don't.
Up next, a member of this team has influenced my son in ways I'm not sure if it's for good or for evil.
Okay.
We'll discuss next.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
One of Tommy's faves for your Tuesday afternoon. Harry Styles, adore you. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
So, this morning, we've been having a bit of a fortnight binge in our house at the moment.
You have?
Oh, yeah, I just head up there, get the remote and off I go.
Yeah, what do you do again in fortnight?
Just a lot of shooting.
Yeah. Are you winning?
Yeah. Won a tournament Sunday night.
Did ya? Okay.
A three player, it's me and some friends and I have no idea what I'm talking about. But my son is obsessed with fortnight. And it's been ruining our life because Fortnite is a game that each round only ends when everybody finishes playing it. Do you know what I mean? So when I call down and say, come and do the dishwasher, he goes, when this round's over, and that could be another 40 minutes. So it's always causing arguments.
Bit of grief.
And it's school holidays and he's obsessed with it. Anyway, this morning he declares that he's no longer playing Fortnite.
What's happened?
Yeah, he's decided it's too addictive. His mates have decided it's too addictive. They're off it. But
that's
then, in the same breath, his mate calls, and all I hear is, oh, "What now? Oh my god, I'm coming! Where are they spawning?" And I'm like, "What?
Jeez, what
where
have
are they spawning?
Into?
What's happening?" And then, as he raced off on his bike, I said, "Where are you going?" And he said, "To catch a Pokemon."
To catch a Pokemon.
I have not heard about Pokemons other than from Eli, our web guy, for a very long time. I didn't even think Pokemon was still a thing people did.
It's all Eli does.
But apparently today's the day worldwide. They're all spawning.
Is this a big Pokemon day?
I think so. Eli, is this a big Pokemon day?
Huge events going on. There's a Victini research task that's coming out soon, and here's a mythical Pokemon that you can only catch in September. One per account.
One per what?
You can only get one of these Pokemon per account, so he's not someone that respawns multiple times.
How many of the other Pokemon do you have on your account? Like, how many Pikachus do you have?
hundreds of Pikachu.
I love how Pikachu's the only one you know, isn't it?
Nah, Bulbasaur.
Is that one?
Great, yeah. Grass Pokemon.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, see, the thing is, I've decided I didn't get involved in Fortnite. I have real issues with it, right? Yeah,
but you're on Pokemon.
But I think I need to not be that mum that's like, oh, I want to be like, mate, how's your Pokemon catching going, you know? I sent Ollie a message
You know that, mum.
I sent him a message before and I said, did you catch any Pokemon? He said, yeah, I did. They were really good ones. Why do you ask? ? And I said, like, what'd you catch? You just seemed excited, ? And he wrote back, there's no point in telling you because you have no idea. Ouch.
Can you
school me, Eli? Tell me how, what I can go back with, what I can take home with me that's going to mean that I'm in the know.
Well, they've just released Mega Raids. So
hold on, I've just got to write this down. Hold on. Mega what?
Mega Raid.
Raid.
Okay. Raid. Just, and on Friday, they released the Pidgeotto Mega Evolution.
Yep. Oh, my gosh.
Pidgeotto Mega Revolution.
Oto.
Oh, Pidgeotto Mega Far out.
Can you ask him about a Squirtle? I always remember there was one called a Squirtle. Oh, and it's just a fun name.
The Squirtle, yeah. And if you really want to impress him, tell him that he's from the Johto region. He'd be very impressed. Oh, no, wait, he's from Kanto.
Oh, mate, you can't be giving me wrong information because if I'm going to be down with my kid, I can't be going, he's from the Toto. Where is it? No, Toto's Africa. Where's it? Where's he from? Where?
Kanto. Kanto.
Okay, oh, gosh, this is very tricky. 13, 10, 60.
Yeah.
Are you catching one now? Are you out trying to get a spawned Pokemon as we speak?
A spawned Pokemon?
Is that the right language?
I don't know, Eli.
What should I be saying? 13, 10, 60. Are you what, Eli?
Are you, Jesse?
Catching a Pokemon?
No, you're the Sting. Oh.
Catch
them all!
Catch them all?
This is
that what that is?
Catch them
Pokemon. Are you catching them all?
Catching them all.
Catch them all. Hey, son,
I'm not
did
like
you catch
a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
13, 10, 60 is the number.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
For your Tuesday afternoon, Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, they're spawning all over the place.
Aren't they?
Pokemon is what I'm talking about. Apparently it's back. In fact, Eli, our web guy, says it never left this world.
I just downloaded it again.
You just download again because yep. Ollie, my son's, he's ditched Fortnite and he's moved on to, as of today, Pokemon because there's some big mega event happening. Hold on, where's my piece of paper?
First.
Something about the mega raid of the piggy.
Hang on. Don't say it to us. G'day, Anthony.
Hey.
Hey, Carrie just wants to say something to you, Anthony.
Have you heard about the mega revolution?
Yes, the mega evolution.
Oh, yeah, same
as opposed to the regular revolution.
No, this one goes round again.
Scrub mistake there, Carrie, but they're all good.
That's fine. Yeah. How are you feeling today? It's a big day.
Look, every day is a big day in Pokemon. Just hoping that, you know, there's no server errors, as Eli would probably appreciate. All is well in the world of Pokemon.
Anthony, what's your best? What's your prize possession?
Prize possession? Oh, look, apart from my three kids.
Have you got a Pidgeotto?
It's kind of personal, but I do, yes.
Ask him about his Squirtle.
Squirtle? Have you got a Squirtle?
10 inches of Squirtle happiness.
That's good.
Wow.
Is that big?
Is this what the chat my son's going to get involved
in? I'm not sure. Eli, is that big for a Squirtle?
It's not big.
No, okay. Carrie Ann.
How big's your Squirtle?
How big the squirrel world depends on what size you catch.
Okay. Have you got a big one?
I've fed it and I've given it extra power, so it's getting there.
How long have you been into Pokemon for, Carrie-Ann?
5 years.
Wow.
And I'm 51.
Good
so
on you, Carrie-Ann.
So when do you catch them?
When I'm bored, when I'm not busy at work, when I'm sitting in the house.
Because Eli just told me, I was saying it's quite fun because it gives Ollie something to go off and do on his bike. And he says, no, you can't go too fast because then they say it's like an illegal, is that the right phrase, Eli?
Yeah, it's like somewhat cheating the system.
In terms of measuring how many kilometres. So you have to go for a brisk walk to catch them. Is that right, Carrie-Anne?
Yes, that's right, because even walking fast will tell you that you're driving too fast.
That's annoying, Carrie-Anne.
A few years ago when I was Pokemon hunting, I almost got reported to the police.
Because you were curb crawling?
No, well, I was driving and my two girls were doing the Pokemon hunting, and the local tavern thought that we were casing all the houses in town, so I was on Facebook and everything and said, expect the police to call around. And I'm hey, it's called Pokemon hunting. Settle down.
You're the best, Carrie-Anne.
Good luck today, Carrie-Anne.
Should you get a sentence off Carrie-Anne?
Oh, yeah, Carrie-Anne. What's something I can say to my son that helps me bridge the gap?
Keep looking for those Team Rocket, the hot air balloons, because you can battle those.
Team Rocket hot air balloons because you can battle
and
those.
And battle many as you can because you can get the rocket radar.
Okay.
That'd be great, rocket radar.
Okay.
Yep, good on you, Carrie-Anne. Thank you. G'day, Ben.
Hey, Tommy Little.
How are you, legend?
Mate, I can't believe I'm talking to you.
We're happy to have you. Ben, are you a Pokemon fan?
Mate, I've been playing the game since day one and I've spent an absolute fortune off it. And,
what do you spend it on, Ben?
There's 99-cent Pokemon coins, which you can... Oh. And I literally spend every week half an hour spending 99 cents so I can buy unlimited remote raid passes. And the game literally has endless missions you can do on it.
Does this mean, Ben, that it's going to start eating into my son's pocket money? Am I going to be forking out for Pokemon soon?
Well, to be honest, over time, I've spent over $6,000.
Oh, my God.
And I've had maybe 150 family issues over Pokemon Go simply because every community day, I have to stop everything I'm doing and stop talking to family, stop talking to friends, and focus on the game.
But, Ben, I hear a little rumour that you're ranked sixth in the country at Pokemon Go. Is that true?
Yep, sure is, man. I've got... It's for the ranking of best friend. So I've got 400 best friends now. Oh.
Who needs family then, Ben? You've nailed it.
Yeah, man. Honestly, the game has taken over a lot of the social life.
Ben, I think we need to stop this chat because you're turning me off it, not on it, yeah? And I'm, like, really trying to get behind my son here.
Yeah. Give me
a line, a sentence I can say, because at the moment I'm about to say get off Pokemon Go.
And there's a lot of people that happily play a couple hours a day. It's like you can cater to everyone's needs. Like, honestly, I've came across 90-year-old players and that are living in retirement homes. And to as young as 6-year-olds, you know?
Good on you, Benny. Good luck out there. Catch them all. Is that what you say? Because you sign off.
Catch them all? Catch them all.
Catch them all.
I'm a regular mom. I'm a cool mom. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Yes, it is. And coming up later on, a little bit of a, would you say, childhood trauma?
One of us had an incredibly sad childhood.
We're using it for comedy.
For the next few minutes to work out which one you think it is. But we will discuss that later on.
Yes.
But now I had a realisation today.
I can't believe you've only just realised this.
Just how easy you dudes have it.
I can't believe you've only just realised.
No, I mean, I've thought about it often, but sometimes it just smacks me in the face. Just the lengths we have to go to as women that you just don't have to go to as men.
I can't, I mean, even the fact that women wear makeup and men don't. Mm. On every level, women are way better and yet still are putting in so much more effort.
I know.
Men, I know, mate.
That I was sitting in the makeup chair and we were talking about a famous person and whether they were attractive or not. And one of the makeup girls said, I know, but he just smells nice.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, does he wear a cologne? She's no, just like he showered. And I said, oh, yeah. And she goes, and that's hot. And I was like, just someone that smells like they've showered is hot. She goes, Yeah, really. If a guy smells like he's clean, I think that's really hot. I'm like, what do you mean?
That's enough.
Then she said, you know, growing up, and this is the advice I'd give my son, is what she said, all you've got to do is just shower and not be a jerk to the girls' friends.
Don't be rude to the friends.
Not be rude. Not even be nice to the girls' friends. Just don't not be rude. Be rude to the girls' friends.
And they'll be like, who is this dreamboat? Who is this freshly showered dreamboat?
That's not the lowest bar I've ever had.
I remember finishing a date once and the girl said to me, oh, that was just so relieving because you could hold a conversation.
Oh, seriously.
Which it's not a glowing review of a date. But
on the flip side, if you went to dinner with a girl who had too much chat, you'd walk away going, oh, she just talked a lot.
No, I love that.
Do you?
Chat's great. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You just want someone to talk at
you. Yeah, yeah. I'm just eating away going, God, I don't have to say anything. This is fantastic.
There in your freshly smelled body, showered body.
I don't want to brag, but I've showered today, so I've done my work.
It's just funny to think, though, that that is the bar, is that a guy is like, oh, my God, he's amazing. Why? Why do you love him so much? Oh, my God, like he showered today and, oh, my God, I was out with my friends and he wasn't mean to them.
Yeah. See, introducing your new boyfriend and going, can you smell that to your friends? And they go, no. And she goes, exactly. I have got a winner. I reckon this is common because I reckon this is really common. I reckon the bar is very low for men.
It's just so, it makes me really cross.
I think
it
we should.
It makes me really angry. All the hoops we have to jump over and the waxing we have to do and you just have to shower.
Not even often.
Often, enough. No. She wanted a daily shower. She definitely wanted frequent showering.
Well, she's up herself. 13, 10, 60. Yeah. Do you just want to hear from women?
I want to hear from women that have a low bar. Like, all I really need is fill in the blank.
Great.
13, 10, 60. We'll take your calls next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
It's Tuesday, arvo. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And on 13, 10, 60, we're talking low bars. How low is your bar?
Yeah, because a friend of mine, when making me up, said that a guy was hot because he smelt good. And by that, I thought she meant aftershave. And she said, no, he showers. That's all I need, a man that showers and isn't mean to my friends.
Isn't rude
to my friends. Yeah.
Yeah. As you pointed out, not nice to your friend.
Not nice, just isn't mean. And I just thought how nice it would be to be a man.
I mean, good.
Yeah, as
stuff.
You pointed out, you've got it easy. Yeah. Yeah. Ellie, how low is your bar? All you need is what?
All I need is my boyfriend to have a good haircut and a clean cut beard.
And a clean cut beard. Mm. How unruly would it have to get, Ellie?
Well, it does get quite bad at times and, yeah, he knows when I'm not liking it. But, yeah, it gets very bushy and he's got almost not bright red hair, but it's more of like a dark red. So it just gets out of control and, yeah, it needs to just be clean cut and that's all. I don't care about anything else, just that.
So he doesn't even have to shower. He just has to make sure he's got clean hair.
No,
and that's
just
fine.
Clean hair and a nice beard and then
Isn't
he looks
that great.
Great.
Good on you, Ellie.
Just and the simple things.
Ellie, is that just your partner or is that your rule across the board for men?
I'm not sure, really. Maybe across the board if someone has a bad haircut or a bushy beard, like that is a very big turn off. But, yeah, it mainly just came about with my partner because when I met him here, it wasn't quite good. And then as soon as it was fixed up, I was a lot more... Yeah.
Here's a question for you, Ellie, as a woman who loves a beard. If you were megally in love with someone and then you discovered a bit of food from a few days ago in their beard, are you still into them?
I thought you were going to say, do you eat it?
Oh, my goodness, no, I would not eat it. But I'm not really sure. That hasn't happened quite often.
Because that must happen, surely. You'd save a bit for Ron.
Yeah, well, that's why it has to be cut down because if it's nice and short, like... just a little bit of something there. It's not quite long enough to get the food stuck. But if the food is stuck, yeah, I don't know. It's not very nice to think about, is it?
So what, you like the look of a beard, but is it the smooching someone with a beard that's...
Me? You're looking at me or you're asking Ellie?
Well, both. I'm open to the floor, guys. Gals? Ladies? Women?
I mean, the feeling isn't that good, is it?
Yeah.
I just like the look of it. The look looks good.
Mm. Good one.
Yep. Good on you, Ellie. Thank you.
What about you, Claire? How low's your bar? What do you need in a guy?
Is that me?
That's you, babe. What do you need in a guy?
Just good teeth. I've met people that could be like that are so attractive on the outside, and then they smile at you, and you're like, no thanks.
Have you ever thought about putting Invisalign in when they're asleep?
See, my husband has the nicest teeth, and they've started to move a little bit, I don't know.
Have you suggested some braces or something, Claire?
He had braces and then he got them off early because he had to do it when he joined the army. But he's even looked at just getting the top ones back on because he's got a wire on the bottom. And I'm like, thanks.
Good on you, Claire.
What about Nicole? Oh, Nicole can top Ellie, who needs a shaved head and a clean-cut beard. Mm. What do you need, Nicole?
I'm all for just a rugged, messy beard. But I don't even really need to shower.
So you'll take the dudes that Ellie doesn't want and you'll be cool with that. Yep.
Yeah, I feel like a man that's got a clean haircut, that's just a bit too schoolboy for me. So as long as he's got a nice, rugged, manly beard, I'm down for it.
It's really, it's a tough takeaway for this for men because you don't know now, do we shower or do we not?
Shower.
Carrie Bigmore and Tommy Little.
Your Tuesday arvo, Carrie Bigmore and Tommy Little. And someone on the team has had a very, very sad childhood. That's coming up inside the next 15 minutes. But before we get to this,
it's time for Bigmore's Bits.
Here we go now.
Ellen DeGeneres, she has finally apologised for the toxic work environment that's been happening on her chat show and all that's been going down in the last few months. Her 18th series is about to begin of Ellen. So she went onto YouTube, did a bit of a monologue on YouTube before it began.
Oh, I thought that was part of the show.
I thought so too, but I think she addressed it ahead of it happening so that the show itself could be clean.
Oh.
I mean, let's not get bogged down in the details.
Because I saw her do...
I think she did it on DJ her backdrop.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it was just the start of the show.
Let's just say it was the start of the show, sure. Shall we? Anyway, let's get not bogged down in that, but let's get bogged down in her apology.
Okay.
There were allegations of misconduct on the set of her show, bullying between executives and lower-level employees, and she said her team have had a big chat, a lot of heavy conversations on the last few weeks, over the last few weeks, so she is incredibly sorry.
This summer, there were allegations of a toxic work environment at our show, and then there was an investigation. I learned that things happened here that never should have happened. I take that very seriously, and I want to say I am so sorry to the people who were affected. I know that I'm in a position of privilege and power, and I realize that with that comes responsibility, and I take responsibility for what happens at my show.
She then went on to talk more about her intention is always to be the best person she can be, and if she's let anyone down, she's sorry. She peppered the whole thing with humour, which a lot of people haven't been happy with today. They've said it wasn't the time for comedy.
Yeah.
She did, though, address the one issue that people have been talking about, which is her be kind motto that she's had for years now. A lot of people have accused her of not being genuine about that, and she addressed that.
I started saying be kind to one another after a young man named Tyler Clemente took his own life after being bullied for being gay. I thought the world needed more kindness, and it was a reminder that we all needed that, and I think we need it more than ever right now. Being known as the Be Kind Lady is a tricky position to be in. If anybody's thinking of changing their title or giving yourself a nickname, do not go with the Be Kind Lady.
What did you make of that, Pickers?
I thought it was interesting. Yeah. I thought that was interesting because if you tell people to be kind all those years ago and you use that as a motto, does that mean that's the standard you have to live by? Or as she went on to say, I have bad days, good days, I'm not always like that.
It's very hard to make jokes if you're the be kind person.
Isn't it?
Because somebody is usually offended. And particularly if you're the be kind person.
Yes, exactly.
Because then they're like, hey, you're meant to be the kind person.
But I just wonder what it means for the workplace going forward because you're not going to be able to make a show all sitting, holding hands, singing Kumbaya. Do you know what I mean? Like there's going to...
Damn it, I just pitched that show.
Anyway, I think it's going to be interesting to see if she can come back from it.
Mm.
We'll be watching. Speaking of being kind, the be kind man at the moment is a man from...
What? I love when you say the be kind man at the moment and then frantic rustling of papers. Who is it again?
Well, he's not as well known as Ellen.
Who is it?
His name is Jared Stratford. And Jared.
Jerry, what's Jerry been up to?
Has 90,000 followers on Twitter.
Does he?
He's 71 years old.
Yeah.
And his claim to fame is that he grows big vegetables.
Does he?
Yes. His family suggested he put his big vegetables on Twitter.
Mate, this sounds like a really big run up, and then you're just going to show me that one photo that people keep sending me.
Of what?
The guy with his big zucchini.
Yeah, he does have a big zucchini.
He does have a big zucchini.
He's lots of got big beans. He's got lots of other big things as well. Yes. His family said,
"Why don't you?" It'd be awkward if you just had a big zucchini.
He's got big pumpkins. He's got it all. And his family said, put it on Twitter. He got like 80,000 likes in a day. Yeah. And he was like, rang his son who's better at tech and was like, my phone's blowing up. What's happening? I need that. Yeah.
Sorry.
But he's so sweet. He just said that he's got nicknames, the Potato King, the Vegetable King. Cheers is his nickname because he finishes off all of his tweets with the word cheers because he said it's a happy message and the world needs to be happy. He said they comment on his clothing, on his braces. They like his braces because he's a fan of suspenders. The suspenders.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. And he said that a lot of people have said, what do you want to do? You want to get on TikTok? You want to grow your gram followers? And he said, no, I just want to grow a large onion.
A large onion?
That's his dream.
Is that vampires or is that garlic? I've gotten confused. Which one keeps him away?
I don't know.
Okay.
No.
What have we learned from this? We need to grow vegetables to boost
big
our
vegetables.
Online
big,
cut through?
You need a big zucchini and you'll go off online.
Wow. Got a bit of growing to do.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Right across the country, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
You often tease me about my sad childhood.
Swamp house.
The swamp family living on 15 acres in the WA bush.
I don't know if I said sad. I did.
You did.
Absolutely
you,
did.
If you didn't say it, you implied it, definitely.
Yeah.
But my childhood existed of amazing food, family huddled around, just, you know, delicacies. We'd go marinating on the property.
Marining?
Yeah, we'd go marinating on our 15
mate?
Acres on the, in the swamp.
What's marinating?
Marinating. Marin is
I know just you're saying it more, but I don't know what it is.
Like a crayfish. We'd fish for marin.
Marin.
And then we'd eat it, right?
Yum.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Very yum compared to what you ate. You told me yesterday in passing what you used to have every Sunday morning. And the conversation started with...
No. Sunday dinner.
What? Oh, my God, this is even sadder. You said every Sunday we'd have pancakes and my heart swelled because that's a family tradition I'm doing in our household at the moment. We have Sunday pancakes.
Yeah, but you haven't for brekkie.
Yeah, I didn't realise you had them for dinner.
Yeah.
Weirdo. What did your parents used to put on your pancakes?
So when you think of pancakes, you think of these probably sweet and
fluffy.
And fluffy things. No, we had basically like unleavened bread. There was no sweetness in them. They were super savoury and flat and we had Vegemite on them. Yeah.
Just what?
It was my dad's day.
Like
my dad would cook them. Yeah.
So almost like they thought you were having toast?
Yeah.
Were you sure you weren't having toast?
No, it wasn't toast. Okay. Wasn't toast. No, because it was dad's turn to cook. Dad would cook on Sunday, so he'd make these.
Which would be a nice change from mum's cooking, because mum's cooking was
shit house.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was worst. I didn't discover that salt and pepper were a thing until I was like a teenager and I was like, what are these delicious tasting sprinkles you're putting on food? Yeah, you won't believe. So my mum would make stuff. My mum's an amazing mum, but not a good cook. And she
by her own admission?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And she would make something and we had to be really careful whether we said we liked it or not.
Because she'd make it again.
She would make it, not a word of a lie, 3 or 4 times a week for a year or two.
Give us an example. What did you want?
One of the ones that I look back now, and I can't believe I didn't think it was weird, but it was like the pancakes thing. Yep. It's not until you experience other stuff that you go, oh, that was weird. She made a Caesar salad one night.
Yum.
And I don't mean with chicken. I just mean a Caesar salad. No chicken in it.
That could be nice. So anchovies, grated parmesan.
Yeah, no anchovies in it.
No.
No anchovies in it, no.
So what about little croutons?
Yeah, there were croutons in it.
Yep.
But this was dinner, just a Caesar salad. And we said we liked it. I had Caesar salad like four nights a week for a year.
It's pretty fancy.
It's, mate, it's the most unfeeling. Like,
did you have a poached egg on top?
There was a poached egg, yeah.
Oh,
but it was
for
so...
For a kid, no one wants a Caesar salad.
I was a teenage boy. I had to eat. So the family would get this before. And then I would get the salad bowl. So I would eat out of the salad bowl a bowl of Caesar salad like four nights a week. And then there'd be weird stuff. Like at one stage I remember she tried to make curries and so she would make a curry and then we'd like try and get the most out of that to kind of use it. And then, but then Dad sometimes... He would, like, Mum would be out, so he'd reheat the curry and make the curry for us. But he would start doing things, like, to make the meat go further.
Oh, God.
He'd put other stuff in it.
Yeah.
He thought we wouldn't notice when he'd put, instead of bits of chicken in it, to make it go further, he'd put banana in it.
No, but that was the thing at the time, banana and curries. My grandma used
to put... It wasn't a good thing.
No, it was a terrible thing, but it was very of the time.
Right. You know, when I realised it didn't quite crystallise until I went and lived at the snow. It was one of the first things I did when I finished school. I went and worked on the lifts at the snowfields. We all lived in dorms and we got fed in a mess hall by a chef. Yeah, it was great. It was such a fun time. But everybody, we'd have a different meal each night and for breakfast, and everybody was complaining. They were like, I can't keep going with this food. This food is horrific.
But you were in
and
heaven.
I was going, this is the best food I've ever eaten.
Did you ever get pancakes there? When did you discover that pancakes usually go with maple syrup?
I went to Pancake Power.
That was the first time.
And I was surprised there was no Vegemite on the menu.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Your Tuesday afternoon, Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And guys, it is time for this.
Strap yourself in for the most exciting radio segment of all time. Carrie and Tommy do the quiz from the newspaper.
Ooh. Get into it, Jess. Crack in, mate.
All right. Question number one. How many British colonies form the United States of America?
How many British colonies form? Does that make sense to anyone? Is that like, is British Columbia? No, that's in Canada.
Yeah, that's Canada.
What does that
British
mean?
British colonies.
Jesse, can you explain the question a little more?
Not really. I assume it's like how many... Like
we need to ask our resident American.
Oh, Sander.
Sander, Mum.
Sander,
what
our producer,
Mum
Sander.
What did Mum used to tell you about the British colonies?
Hey, Sander.
I don't know the answer, but I'm assuming...
Do it in an American accent, mate. Don't make us look like
I don't
idiot.
Know the answer.
Oh, the answer.
Yeah, I'm assuming it was a bunch of colonies in America that joined
in
up.
The what, accent, about, mate.
What about... Yes. Say the question again.
In an accent, Jesse.
How many British colonies form the United States of America?
Very good.
Oh, great
are
question,
they all
Jess.
Like a Trinidad, Tobago, all down that area, the West Indies. Is that all British colonies?
But they're not in America. Didn't you say of the USA?
So when the US colonies. Formed, it was originally British colonies, and then it united to become the United States of America.
Oh,
so
that
sounds smart.
How many colonies
that's
there were?
Let's say two. Or,
great.
Three.
Great.
Yeah.
Three.
Yeah.
Two, three.
I feel like you wouldn't say how
two
many
and one for luck.
If there was only two.
Two. Okay,
feels like
three.
There's more.
I agree.
You know,
okay.
Three's a crowd, as three. They say when they talk about British colonies.
Which famous general was once attacked by rabbits?
Shut up, Jesse.
Annoying.
Oh my god. Which famous general was once attacked by rabbits?
Was he
is
attacked
that what it was?
In one of the
rabbits,
British colonies?
Yeah. Isn't that funny? Because you know, because whenever someone mentions rabbits, I always think of the saying, you know, they root like rabbits. And so I'm picturing these rabbits and you're attacked and you're like, oh god, they've just been rooting and now they're attacking me.
Or they're trying
me.
To root him.
Oh, wouldn't that be the worst thing? They're attacking me. Oh no, they're not. No,
would it be an Australian
general? I reckon. I'm just thinking size wise.
Because we have a lot of rabbits.
Little
remember?
Napoleon Bonaparte was not a big fella, and so I'm thinking
okay.
as
great,
far as someone
great, great, great.
Who could say they're huge and they're coming right at me. It's probably him,
Napoleon. Alrighty. Yep. Question number three: what international body was established in 1945, immediately following World War II?
Oh, what's the
United Nations?
Jesse.
Hague? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's probably right.
Well,
is it?
No, where's it's at the Hague.
Where's the Hague?
In, it's where my friend is now, in
Netherlands.
Switzerland?
Netherlands.
Netherlands. Netherlands?
Yeah. Netherlands.
A bit Hague.
Is it?
A bit Hague on
yeah, I thought it was in the Netherlands.
That's not where I thought she was staying, either way. I keep asking her how Switzerland is. No wonder she's like, I don't know.
Just to keep looking up random bits of information about Switzerland to fill you in on.
Why is she so obsessed with Switzerland?
So are we going with the United Nations?
Yep.
Cool. How many teats do cows have?
Are they teats or tits?
They're teats.
Are they?
Yeah.
Is it spelled, how's it spelled, Jessie?
T-E-A-T-S.
Teats.
Yeah, that's teats. So.
How many? They're in a line, are they?
You
see the milk from either side.
There's four because I grew up on dairy farms.
Oh, did you?
Yep.
Good.
Yeah,
are they in a line?
My family are all dairy farmers, so every school, all my holidays.
Are you making this up or is this true?
Absolutely not.
Where? What part of the country?
Mate, if you get this wrong now, this is going to be so bad.
In Wonthaggi is where my family's dairy farms are.
Right.
And so all...
Were you good on the teat?
Well, no... No, but it was just machines. So you just go punk.
Oh,
on,
you never did that.
On.
Got the bucket and went shh.
Mate,
shh,
that has not happened since like the early 1900s.
Doesn't happen when they get mastitis.
What, you have to milk my hand?
Yeah, I feel like you do just to get out the.
We need
blockages.
To remember I was a little kid. I don't think they were sending me into the cows with mastitis to sort it out.
But just so I know, they're not in a line. They're 1, 2, 3, 4, like in a.
It's like a 4-pack.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Okay, 4.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's not in one solid line. No. No, that's severe mastitis. It's one line.
All righty, question number 5. Blind dolphins are found in which two Asian rivers?
Today?
What was it?
Blind
which two
dolphins.
Asian rivers?
Blind dolphins are found in which two Asian rivers?
Well, I don't even know two Asian rivers.
There's the Mekong.
That's Vietnam.
That is, yes.
That's a good one.
The mighty Mekong.
Let's say, would there be blind dolphins?
I mean, yeah.
How blind would they be if they've ended up there? I don't. Mate, I got no idea. Think of one other Asian river.
I don't know Asian rivers.
Blind dolphins.
Were they born blind or do they get blind along the way?
Have they come from Asia or are they real lost? Like, are they dolphins that are meant to be, you know, off the shore at Bondi and they're like, why is everybody...
Let's just list Mekong because we know that.
Yes.
That's a good one.
And the Shengzhou River.
Okay. How do you spell that one?
Oh, mate, you know.
I didn't even know there were blind dolphins.
Alrighty.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that. Certainly not.
I never see them with the spectacles on going through the ocean.
I never see their little dogs in front of them.
Question number 1. How many British colonies formed the United States of America? The answer is 13.
Oh, wow, it had a 3 in it.
Which
not
famous
Trinidad and Tobago.
God, you were a blind dolphin at that point, searching for the answer.
Which famous general was once attacked by rabbits? It was Napoleon.
Oh, yeah. Well done.
And then which international body was established in 1945 after World War II? It is the United Nations.
Yep. She's not in Switzerland.
Teats on a cow is 4.
Thank you.
And for question number 5, blind dolphins are found in which two Asian rivers? It is the Ganges and Indus.
Indus?
Indus? Isn't the Ganges in India?
Yeah. Yeah,
is India part of Asia? See you later.
We hope you enjoyed the most exciting radio segment of all time. Carrie and Tommy do the quiz from the newspaper.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
It's Tuesday afternoon. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. We got Hughesy and Ed as well.
Hey. He's had a tough time, Hughesy, today at home. We'll be talking about on our show. A tradie has seen him for the useless man that he is and has taken advantage.
Oh. It's not my fault. I'm blaming my wife. She's embarrassed me and left me home alone to deal with a tradie who just was shaking his head at me like I'm some sort of fool.
What area of expertise? Electrician, plumber?
Yeah, electrician, yeah.
But so, Hughesy,
do you not know how to change a light bulb?
No, not with a downlight. They're impossible.
No, that is true, actually. That is impossible.
Hughes, I'm a bit confused. Aunt and I am in the same category as you, so this is an insult to me as well. But we're comedians, aren't we, by definition, fools?
Yeah, right, clowns.
Well,
I mean, occasionally I get called a clown online and I'm like, yeah, Yeah, I'm a clown.
Thank you for seeing me for my true self.
How did you go today online, Hughes? I didn't check Twitter. How many rants did you go on today?
I didn't go on any rants on Twitter.
Wow.
So even,
I've
do you know
heard.
What made me laugh?
Yeah,
yep.
No, you go.
Just made me laugh listening to you guys all talk about your mother-in-law sister.
Oh, yeah.
I saw that you liked that grab.
Are you looking to see who's liking your things?
No, but you came up. A bit more Carrie came up on Instagram that she liked it, and I thought, here we go, a bit of mother-in-law chat tickled Carrie's fancies.
I just love Jack. Your anchor like, no. And you're all there going, oh, my mother-in-law, hot. And Jack's like, no, thanks. Hanging. But yeah, he did leave you hanging. He answered the way most people are thinking, I think.
Yeah, I know. Some people were like the green vomit emoji, like, you know, they don't understand
coming from. That's a lot to think about your mother-in-law, I think. I'm surprised how willing you two were to say that you'd shack up with your mother-in-law.
You've seen my mother-in-law, though.
Your mother-in-law's an absolute babe.
Yeah, it's the best.
And I've seen Holly. I've seen Holly, and I can imagine that her mum's an absolute babe too. I just still think it's weird, to be honest. I'm in Jack's camp.
We had a meeting before talking to you guys about whether we get our mother-in-laws on the show today, and we decided against it, didn't we, Ed?
Yeah, we said it was too weird. Maybe we chickened out.
I mean, it's weird, but I'd listen.
Yeah, maybe we've got to put it back on.
Are you going to say to them that they're hot and that you would do them? Because I think then that's...
Do them. No, this is about a relationship, Harry. Come on, don't be crap. This is about a relationship.
You literally asked Jack. You literally said to Jack, if his partner died, would then he shack up with his mum?
No, but didn't say
get married to her.
Yeah, shacking up.
Well, what are you doing? And then you said share a bed.
These guys are trying to have a lovely conversation about the benefits of spending your time with someone, and you're making it all sexual.
We were just saying if grandma was there every day, you know, how handy that would be, and, you know.
Every day and night.
Yeah, well, yes. But now it's got really weird, and I think I'm blaming Carrie.
I don't want to think about grandma being handy, so I'm sorry if that's just me.
I think you're
forward to visiting all of your in-laws in their old people's homes, and there you are by their side.
Yeah, beautiful story.
I'll do the story on the project. How did you guys
good.
Meet?
Oh, do it on the project. I'll click on that story. Absolutely.
Stick around. Use your net in next.
Carrie and Tommy are off to get themselves a bargain at Chemist Warehouse. For the biggest range of half-price vitamins and cosmetics, shop at the Chemist Warehouse Spring Frenzy Sale and stop paying too much.